Packers Niners, the rematch from the depressing, I think that's a good word for it, playoff game between the two teams that happened, oh my goodness, about 8 months ago now. But it is now time for the beginning of the 2013 regular season. Catch all the coverage right here on K107.1 Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then the kickoff at 3:25. To talk about the game, preview it, and really the entire season, we're going to bring in from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Winkler.
Well, this is great because it's finally here, and I really can't wait another day, first of all. Now, we remember that game very vividly, Packers-Niners. There was an interception to start the game. I'm like, oh my goodness, we're going to go into San Francisco and beat up on these guys, and it's going to be awesome. But then Colin Kaepernick decided to have his coming out party at the Packers' expense and really exposed a lot of issues in our defense. Is the same thing going to happen on Sunday, or have the Packers done enough in the offseason to make sure something like that never happens again?
Well, it's all going to be predicated upon the Packers' defense and how they do against Kaepernick and the 49ers' offense. And I think the Packers have made some strides. They went out and they got Dayton Jones, the defensive lineman, in the first round. They got him. They got Mike Neal moving to outside linebacker, or at least he's going to split time between defensive line and outside linebacker this season. I think you'll see him on the field a lot. And if they can get somebody to provide a little bit more pass rush other than Clay Matthews, and you know he will, I think they stand a good chance. I'm not sure I'm willing to go out on a limb and say the Packers will beat the 49ers, but I think they have made strides since last season.
The real national story, I think, when it comes to Packers this season, everyone's focused on that backup quarterback situation. And right now we're at a point where we have Seneca Wallace as the backup quarterback. Scott Tolzien, former Badger quarterback, is on the practice squad. These guys spent camp and the preseason, part of it, with the 49ers. Does bringing them in, is there any advantage to that whatsoever? Or is that just something kind of we like to make believe there's an advantage for?
Well, it doesn't hurt. Certainly those guys know the 49ers offense now, and they can probably share a few things. But what it comes down to is the guys on the field making plays. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. I mean, they can share all the insight they can about Colin Kaepernick and the read option and all those things. But, you know, it comes down to the guys on defense making tackles, containing Colin Kaepernick, maintaining their lane integrity, all those kind of things. But it certainly can't hurt to get a little opponent intelligence on the 49ers.
How about the starting quarterback? Of course, Aaron Rodgers, this has been a pass-heavy team the last few years. They won a Super Bowl with really not a very strong running game. Starks came on in the playoff run that year, but this is a team that they pass, and basically their running game is short passes. Now they brought in a couple of guys, Eddie Lacy specifically, who doing some fantasy drafts, and we'll bring that up because Eddie Lacy's going very high. So it's weird to see a quarterback and a running back for the Packers to go very high. Is he going to be a featured back in the sense of a featured back, a 1,200-yard rusher, 8-touchdown kind of guy, or is this still going to be a pass-heavy team where Lacy will be used, but more or less he's going to be like a decoy?
Yes, I do think that Eddie Lacy will be the featured back for the Packers. He'll be getting the bulk of their carries, but I don't think he's going to be a 1,200-yard guy. Maybe that could change over the course of the season if they start seeing some success with the run. But, I mean, this is a team that was made to pass with Aaron Rodgers, with a very good group of receivers, and with a group of offensive linemen who seem to be better pass blockers than run blockers. I think Eddie Lacy will get the ball, and you know, the better he does, the more pressure it takes off the passing game. But I have a hard time seeing him rushing for 1,200 yards and, you know, 12 touchdowns. That just doesn't seem to be the way the Packers' offense has been, you know, geared under Mike McCarthy. But we'll see how things shake out.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Packers start the season this Sunday against the 49ers. Coverage on K107.1 at 1 o'clock, kickoff 3:25. And then they have the Redskins and the Bengals, and then a bye week. Depending on what happens, this team could be in a hole early. Personally, I'm not too optimistic that they go into San Francisco and come home with a W. Prediction from you?
Yeah, I have to say the same. I'm certainly cheering for the Packers. I hope they come away with a victory. But as it stands right now, I've got them pegged for a loss, probably somewhere in the realm of 28-20. This team is deeper than just Colin Kaepernick. It's pretty good all around. And maybe the Packers could you know, do well against them later in the season, you know, when they have time to ramp things up and get a little bit more prepared. But I'm predicting a season week one loss.
Hey, look ahead then, too, Brian. At those three games we talked about, they go to New York later in the season, the good New York. They play the Lions on Thanksgiving. At Dallas, they host the Steelers, which is always a brutal game. The Falcons come to Lambeau. The Eagles, you don't know what you're going to get. It looks like a tougher schedule this year. Any thoughts on where the Packers might finish?
I still do think this is a good Packers team. I just think they play arguably one of the toughest teams in the entire NFL Week 1. There are some tough road games, but, you know, this is still a good Packers team. I think they finish with a winning record. It'll be 10-6 or 11-5. Heck, I'll say 11-5, the better of the two. So that's what I think for the season.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens Sunday, and we'll wrap it up with Brian on Monday. We'll talk to him all season long, again, from CheeseheadTV.com. Make sure you check that out. A great resource throughout the offseason. And now, finally, the regular season. Brian, we'll talk to you Monday, and enjoy the game.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.